Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, thy name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And laying it right before your eyes, that Steve Royal, it was prophesied a ministry will be able to unlock the biblical mysteries of the Bible. And you are witnesses unfolding. And the name of the ministry is Voices of the True Israelites, V-O-T-T-Y. And we're going to unlock the mystery, Steve Royal. And once we in order, the Almighty Yahuwah said, I will intervene, but he's not going to intervene unto those that know how to teach and have the right spirit, humble themselves, and able to have big ears and little mouths. To understand what I'm saying, it's a big job that must be done. It will be done. And we're going to lead the way, Voices of the True Israelites. All right, we're going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 69. And all the smarts is spilled. That means 195 international countries have logged in to take number 69. And the extra count in the room has still got a blank on it, so we can't tell you nothing. But we can guess at it, but we ain't going to do that neither. So we're going to find our yield and bring it in on take number 69 to tell you all about this broadcast. And then one thing, the feast is coming up. It's only weeks away, short weeks away. We don't know the exact date. I heard somebody got away from me. But one thing about it, we will be talking on it on the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks come up to that feast day, we're going to be talking about it. You know why? Because it's Yahuwah's business, his feast days. Because feast days is a sign for him. A whole lot of teaching can be telling you about that feast day and time appointed. But right now we're going to find our elder and bring him in, elder Mr. Kills, and he'll tell you we'll bring this broadcast. And then we'll look at these old freshly memos that's flashing across the network as we speak. We'll see what they're saying. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kills. Y'all probably beat you that C Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer as well as Seer well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Well, one thing about it is take number 69 and all the slots are filled, so we know we got 195 international countries. They got a seat, and they want to hear something. But the extra count, we don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, what we do know, you're on the clock list. To let the national audience understand and who is on the air as we speak. Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we know that we do have quite a few listeners that come to hear the words of Yahuwah, and also many that need to learn Yahuwah's word and some of the principles from the Bible that we teach. I will touch briefly on some of these things. Remember that a teacher, he's schooled already in the knowledge to bring you the word of Yahuwah, or even in the classroom. Before that teacher steps up there, he is trained in the word of Yahuwah. And his duty is to teach not one individual, but all at once. This is why you have to take notes. It's important for you to take notes as a student, either in school, on your job, or in the ministry. And we emphasize that. It's important because you're able to touch back and get an answer either from the, one of the elders or one of the six anointed camps to work with you on that. Remembering when doing this, a teacher can't learn from his students. That's why he's sitting up there with the stick in hand, pointing to what you need to know. And I always emphasize, this is knowledge that he has already, and he even gains more knowledge by teaching. Now, knowing that, a student can learn from a good teacher, especially if he pays attention, learning to teach themselves one day. This shows well in all of our six camps that teach, because we know that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they don't understand, but again, Yahuwah's ministry makes this very possible. We even see people looking through the Bible through proper teaching, and they can't find what they're looking for, even with the proper teaching. But we find it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. I found this out recently myself. That's a shame. But again, the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible. And we know this because being aware of the Bible scriptures and the precepts, we're given a knowledge to know that we have many out there that camouflage evil or mostly confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contests, using this for righteous learning. Sometimes even turning the Bible scripture wrong as verbal weapons. Well, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and loud bump the gums. We welcome you into the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your biblical learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or an announced special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Pay close attention to the Sabbath. We have some that confuse when the Sabbath is. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have an online class that starts at 12 p.m. And the temple class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine right on the search line. You can enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device doing this, you might see menu. But after you click enter, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, verses chapter 96, verses 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Now, I remind everyone, about a week ago, on this very same note, a man with wisdom asked me, Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes mean, offering and alms? So after explaining that, I said, yes, let me give you a few verses on that after I explain it to you. So we went over a few verses together. The first was from the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. 12:3 says, there can be no good come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him or her that giveth no alms. Then we went to Matthew chapter 6. We looked at verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 says, take heed that you do not your alms before man or woman to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2. Therefore, when you do us alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do, in the glory of men or women. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3. But when you do a alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. 4. That thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. We even looked at a precept. The precept was in 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15. Very short, but said quite a bit. 15 says, thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. That's why we say take notes, because you're able to refer back to different things that's said. And it should make sense later after you discuss it with one of us that know. Look what it says in the book of Tobit. Chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. 7 says, give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thine eyes be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from thee. 8, if thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. 9, for thou layest up a good treasure for thyself, again the day of necessity. 10. Because their arms do deliver from death, and suffer not to come into darkness. 11. For arms is good unto thee that give it, and the sight of the Most High. Well, this is why we say this. And we say this is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. This is also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Also while there, do check the calendar. That will help keep a lot of confusion down about the feast days. When you enter that website address I gave you, Tribe Yahdah, when you get in there, click the calendar, which is given to us for you, your family, and friends to determine when the feast days are, like Purim. Purim is from March 14th sundown to March 15th sundown, not the 13th, but starts on the 14th sundown. There's no 7 feast days in one day, but we do have feast days that extend to 7 days. Like what's coming up in April, where we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That goes from sundown in April on the 14th to sundown April on the 21st. Now, that is a 7-day feast. So if you need that broken down further, contact Mr. Tibbs, and I will personally break that down for you. Now, we do have a live program also, which is very interesting. To get there, in the 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right in our live online broadcast. Also, we have 2 email addresses that the listening members can use to ask those questions that's kind of confusing you a bit about the Bible. The first is Tribe. That's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. The second is Y-H-D-H. YSRAEL at gmail.com. As you might imagine, for the same thing, for answering biblical questions. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. We have another number, which is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on. which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any programs of your choice. Another note that we would like to emphasize, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually very busy with the WCC, as we often heard. Now back in the picture, busy with the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as we just heard. So please use the international line if you have any questions, which is 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Just choose the program that you had missed or any previous program that you would like to listen. Another good note, now after the normal broadcast and during our broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, remember, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly. And doing that, remembering what it tells us in the book of Corinthians, first book of Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. Let's see what that says. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches are covenants of the saints. That's why we have to keep these scriptures in mind when doing this. Because when you try to win that bump the gums contest, you might win the conversation, but you lose all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Because we're rehearsing the righteous act to help you learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. See, that's when you start taking notes. You won't have to ask what chapter was that in or what verse was that in. You will get there, Yahuwah remembrance. So what we're going to do is pass our program back to our seer Israel. Get ready to take me some notes myself. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Exactly. Guess what? I'll be taking notes myself, too. That'd be one thing about me. Now, if I'm going to use the word called great, I can say I'm a great note taker. A lot of times I might say in class. Well, what was that verse again? Well, like I said again, I like information because one thing about it, I know if you're a great note taker, then Yahuwah will add on to what you're working with because, you know, he told Moses the same thing. We might touch on that too. But I want to touch on something I just heard you say that earlier, Elder, about this thesis coming up. So I'm going to take a look at it. Well, I just said, again, I got these memos everywhere, and we'll take a look at everything. So one thing about it, we'll take a look at everything, and it's a short 3-hour broadcast. So Yahuwah, I'll be with y'all on take number 69. Remember, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. It's not but one thing to do now. It's organized, but organized what kind of way? According to the Bible. That's why this teaching is called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery of the Bible. So that's all we're going to do. We're going to see what the Bible got to tell us. And we have to make a judgment according to the Bible. And one thing about it, make a judgment according to the Bible. The one thing Yahweh is not going to do, he's not going to dishonor his word. His word said he's going to intervene once you in order. But you got to know what order is. Everybody got a role to play. Excellent. So we go on seeking to find who all coming to the stage for the nice episode, take number 69 called Foxtail Hell Been Lit. Hell went up. Let's see who all will be on stage for the nice episode, take number 69. And we'll swing down signifying one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah, come out of Camp 1 to see if we see if he's ready to spread the books out. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be to that see you ready.
Yahweh bless you. Share Israel. See you ready. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Brother Micaiah. Excellent. Brother Micaiah. And let's find out who else will be on stage for the nice episode. Let's run and see if we find one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother E, Yahweh be to their seed Roy.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Roy, there, Mother E. All right. Let's see if we find out who else will be on stage. Let's see if we Sister D.T. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Sister D.T. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh bless you, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Let's run out there around Detroit, Michigan. And see if we find Princess Leora Israel coming out of Camp 4. Let's see where she participates on stage for the ninth episode, part number 69. Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh bless you,
Seed Royal.
God bless you,
Seed of Israel, Seed Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Your voice kind of sound a little low. Kind of get a little me, and raise it up a little bit. Excellent. All right. We know we all got the elder already. Elder already. Like I said, let me tell you something here. He says, look at me. You look at a basketball game. You see all the position they got? Forward, power forward, guard, shooting guard. I can play every last one of them roles, so I'm always there. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's one thing about it. And that's what I like. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah, the young lion out of Camp 1. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, let's see what's going on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Read. Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
I like that, Brother Micaiah. That's excellent on your part with that statement. You know, Mr. Tibb, he made a statement about this feast day coming up. And so it just piqued my interest on it. That I might as well take a little peep at it. You know, I don't know how long it's going to be. I mean, when it's going to be. But the Bible going to tell me exactly what's going on. I heard him say something. But I think we're going to take a look at it just to get an idea that it's a feast day coming up real shortly. By going to Esther chapter 9 there, Brother Micaiah. And let's see what's going on in Esther chapter 9. And we'll look at verse 1. Then we'll skip down to verse number 14. And we'll get an idea of it. We ain't gonna beat on this. We got plenty of time on it. But what we wanna do, we want to find out what about it. Let's see what it says in Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, chapter 9, verse 1. Then we're going to skip down to verse number 14, and we're going to read down until we get our point. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay. the book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 1, and then kicking it back up at 14, reading down.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads, now the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment in his decree drew near to be put in execution, and the day that the enemies of Yada, polluted word Judah, hoped to have power over them. So it was turned to the contrary, that Yada, polluted word Judah, had ruled over them that hated them.
Hold on, Brother Mackay. I like that verse. So you mean it was a plot set up to deliver Yahda, Judah, and that plot didn't work, and it was overturned. So that's what we keep telling you. So it's going to be overturned, and Yahweh said, I'm going to turn a whole lot of things at the time appointed, once you're in order. So it was a plot. It was a plot to, matter of fact, I like that, Brother Kaya. This was a plot for them. We might well read a little bit what happened in the plot. That sounds pretty good. You mean, because see, right now, you know, I was told, I said, you know, just like with WCC, they said, you know, sir, if we let you see what's flashing on who all in the room besides 195 of them as the country, people will start believing you more than they believe us and the Roman Catholic Church. So we're going to make sure you don't see exactly. But see, we already know the movement has started, WCC. We know the movement has started. And we know the only thing going to stop us is disobeying Yahweh's word. But everybody's time is up. So we're clear about it. Everybody's time is up. It's time for one group called Voices of the True Israelite to tighten up on their book and understand one thing. Your spirit got to be right, and you got to line up with this book. Like that record say, practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to be reading something in the 9 verse 1. So I might read a little bit more of this thing. I'm going to see what he mean by it was a plot that was to deliver the children of Southern Kingdom out. So we want to find out a little bit more about that. Read a little bit more in verse 2. Let's read a little bit more in verse 2. This will pique my interest for a minute there, Brother Mackay. What does 9 verse 2 say in the book of Esther?
Okay. The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, then Yada, polluted word Judah, gathered themselves together to their city throughout all the provinces of the king of Hasurus to lay hands on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people.
Ain't that something? So Yahda Judah, they got themselves together. See, that's what we're saying. A mother, see, in Zephaniah 2:1 and 2:1-2, so he making it plain exactly when it's going to happen for old Southern Kingdom to get themselves right, Mother E. And Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Can you help me out there, Mother E? Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. What is it there, Mother E?
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. Gather yourselves together, you. Gather together, O nation. Not desire. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass at itself, before the furious anger of the Yahweh come upon you, before the day of the Yahweh anger come upon you.
I guess so. He said, Southern Kingdom, Yahweh Judah. Gather yourself together. And this is a shadow. But he's telling you now, gather yourself together before the decree. because Yahweh is angry when you don't do what he's saying. He's saying, if you don't gather yourself together, I'm going to be angry and I'm going to kick you. So you see that thing right here? So there it is. So now, so what they did over here in the ninth chapter, they got themselves together and they put hands on a wall that was getting ready to put hands on them. Verse 3 and 4 says what, Brother Micaiah? Esther chapter 9, verse 3 and 4.
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, and all the rulers of the province, and the lieutenant, and the deputy, and officers of the king, helped Yahya, polluted the word Jew, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Verse 4, for Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces, for this man, Mordecai, waxed greater and greater.
Mm-hmm. So, so, careful, princess. So what will happen, we want to find out what will happen here. Let's go to Proverbs 16, verse 1. We're going to precept and see what happens. So he said, now it was a whole lot of great big gathering came together on this thing. And they got busy a little bit. Hey, careful, what happened in Proverbs chapter 16? And we'll read till we get our point. I'm getting that microphone and make the chart get happy behind you in that microphone. And Proverbs 16, verse 1, and read down. Come on.
Proverbs 16, verse 1, the preparation of the mind and man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weigheth the spirits. Verse 3, commit thy works unto Yahweh, and thy thoughts shall be established. Yahweh has made all things to himself. Yeah. Even the wicked for the day of evil. Verse 5. That's good, right there.
So he made the wicked for the day of evil. So that's why the wicked doing what they're doing. They were made for the day of evil. Matter of fact, this is the day of evil he's talking about. See, guess what? Everybody got a role to play. Did you understand what the man saying? He made the wicked for the day of evil. You know why? You know why he made the wicked for the day of evil? Look at D.T. Israel. Look what it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse number 15. Then skip down to verse number 47. Think of verse 46 to 49. So he said, listen, it was all really prophesied, but he said, I made the wicked for the day of evil. And let's see what can we read out of that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. And 46 down to verse 49. So the DT is ready. Come on.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15, verses 46 through 49. And they read. And Yahweh shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 46, and they
give me that verse 15 to get warmed up first. Give me 15, then skip down to that 46.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. My bad. Mm-hmm. I missed 15. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Verses 46 through 49. And they read, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Verse 47, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Yahweh with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49, and Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Mm-hmm. And that tongue is the English man. He brought the English man tongue. You didn't understand English. You didn't know nothing about when you came over there, you had written where they stripped you of your garments when they got you there where they want you at. But you had written on the side of your garments YHWH, and they say, they point at that garment, you had YHWH on it, and no, God, Lord, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. Then they said, Yahweh, no, Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, they hit him side the head with that old stick side of his ear. Quack. Lord God, Jesus. So he got spooked. That's why you're saying it right now. And that's where you saying Lord God and Jesus right now. See? That's why you're saying it right now. But guess one thing? When you're saying Lord God and Jesus, let me show you what you're doing. I'm going to show you what you're doing. Help me out there, Brother McKay. Let me show you what you're doing when you say Lord God and Jesus. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you that it was already laid in this book. When you calling on Lord God and Jesus, it's already written. Brother McKay, help me out. And read the way you see it, because they laid it here as a trap. But all the one that was going to reveal this mystery is the six anointed council of bosses of the true Israelites. They put that word right in this book, and they gave a definition of what this word means. But the only way you're going to do it, you got to read it exactly the way you see it, and it'll give you the breakdown, what do the word Jesus mean. And we're going to find out that it's written right in this book, what do Jesus mean. Right in the Bible. You see? So let's see, can we find out what we need in Acts chapter 13, verse number 6. So now, you see, we just go find out exactly what Jesus means. He put this in a book for one ministry to break down this right here, and we get ready to break it down in verse number 6. Read like you said. Give me verse 6, get me warmed up there, Brother McKay. And I want to expound on verse 6. Acts 13, verse 6. Give me one verse to get me warmed up. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and when they had gone through the aisle unto certain sorcerers, a false teacher, a Yada, polluted word Judah, whose name was Bar-Jesus.
His name was Bar-Jesus. He was the son of Jesus. So he was the son of Jesus. So they found a false teacher, a false teacher, a false pastor, a false leader. And his name was called Bar. Bar means son. You got a lot of brothers love putting their name Bar and Ben, but that means son. So his name was called the son of Jesus. That was his name. We might want to read a little bit more about this son of Jesus. His name is Son of Jesus. That's what he was, the son of Jesus. Let's see what was he doing by being the son of Jesus. What was he doing in verse 7 anyway? Verse 7. What was he doing there, Brother McKay? What was the son of Jesus doing in verse 7?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, which was with the deputy of the country, Sargia, Paulus, prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of Yahweh.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. So he was hanging out with the, so he was a big digging there. He got himself to be on the right hand of this big prudent man. So he done made his way to the right hand. And when Paul and Barnabas came, because he said, look here, you know, I desire to hear, like the WCC, they desire to hear the word of Yahweh. They just, it just, it just, it just, they don't like who is telling you the word of Yahweh. But they desire to hear the word of Yahweh. That's why he packed the network. See, so he was there to distract his main man from hearing the word of Yahweh, because he had already some on his mind, and his name was called the Son of Jesus. Now, what else did he do in verse number 8? What else happened? Verse 8.
Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, but Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the jeopardy from the covenant or the faith.
From hearing the word of Yahweh. So he withstood them. He listen, Paul, Barnabas, look, I got this covered. I'm already getting him right on Jesus. I'm the Son of Jesus. I'm getting him right. We don't need you to come and bring no word, new word of Yahweh here. I'm already getting warmed up with Jesus. Okay. So Paul peaked his toll card. What did Paul say after in verse 9? What did Paul say?
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 9 reads, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the righteous spirit, set his eyes on him.
Uh-oh. See, this, the man of Yahweh, he set his eyes on him because he peaked his whole card. Oh, you trying to slip some in, but, you know, you trying to slip some in. We find out you already, you wasn't straight. So you've been trying to slip some in because you've been doing something for quite a long time. Let's see what he's been doing. Hold on, hold that point. I gotta pull that out. What was he doing, Brother McCallion? I gotta find out what did he do for a long time. And see, that what's going on right now. See what's going on right now. A lot of things going on right now, and we peeping at everything to the page of the book, but something he was doing, and I got to go back to about the 8th chapter of the same book. So something he was doing that we can read. I want to read what was he doing in verse number 9 and 10. Let's see, what was he doing now 9 through 11? What was he doing at Brother Micaiah in Acts chapter 8, verse 9 through 11? Let's see what he's doing that we can read. Acts chapter 8, 9 through 11. Brother Micaiah, what was he doing over there being the right-hand man of the deputy? Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. Verse 9 reads, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of northern kingdom, or Samaria, polluted word for the northern kingdom, giving out that himself was some great one. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of Yahweh. Verse 11, and to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery.
Ain't that something? So you see, they grabbed the northern kingdom. They went to the northern kingdom. They had them to hijack the northern kingdom. Northern kingdom, they had to hijack them because it was already wide open to Satan anyway. 10 northern tribes of Israel was already wide open to Satan, so they had to add some more to it. So now we good, we clear, and that's going for a long time. It's going on right now. You know, 99% of the northern kingdom today, the 10 tribes, they all Roman Catholics. They've been bewitched now. So now, let's go back to this 13th chapter one more time, since we're going to make a meal on this. We're just going to show you that when a certain name that you use, you being bewitched. Let's look at his name again. So Paul now, Paul said, you got my attention. Barnabas say, you got my attention. Read, come back to 13 chapter verse 6. Let's see what he say again. Let's see what's going on. 13:6.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false teacher, a Yada polluted word Judah, whose name was Bar-Jesus.
His name was Son of Jesus. Now Paul, full of the Spirit, now Paul gonna look right at the Son of Jesus, and he gonna call him, what do the Son of Jesus mean? What do the word Jesus mean? Now Paul better call it out. Remember, in verse 9, Paul is full of the righteous Spirit of Yahweh. Now he can tell you what Jesus means right now in verse 10. What do the word, when you use the word Jesus, what that word mean in verse 10?
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, it said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, enemy of all righteousness.
Wait a minute. What did the word Jesus mean?
Child of the devil.
So all you Jesus users, you know that word means. That means Paul was full of the Spirit. He was raising the wound, tell you what Jesus means. Jesus means you are a child of the devil. That's the word what Jesus means. It is. Remember, Paul, full of the Spirit. And when you use the name Jesus, now you will find out exactly what comes with that program of using the name Jesus. So we know it's a child of the devil. Now give me some more.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 13, picking it back up at verse 13. After you child of the devil.
Hold on, Brother McKay. I want to pick it right back up where it says the child of the devil. So Jesus is
right
the child of the devil. Now, I need a little bit more definition of the word child of the devil. What comes with it after that? Go ahead.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 13, picking it up after you, child of the devil. Chapter 13, verse 10, picking it up after you, child of the devil. Continues on saying, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not seek to pervert the right ways of Yahweh?
Ain't that something? Jesus means a child of the devil that can convert you from the right way. See, Jesus pervert you from the right way. So you know what that means? I gotta pull a rabbit out of the hat behind that. So I gotta come back on stage again. We see Mother D of Israel came on stage again. So now you know the definition of Jesus. Jesus means the child of the devil that will convert you from the right way. Now we're gonna find out is any prophecy on that. When you use the name Jesus, Jesus comes with the Lord, God, Allah, Buddha. So whenever you use the name Jesus, they go your definition of it. Jesus means, and sing it, verse 10, O full of all subtlety and mysteries, thou child of the devil. So the Son of Jesus is the child of the devil. And what they'll do? The enemy of all righteousness. So when you use the name Jesus, you are enemy of all righteousness. So we're going to find Mother D of Israel. She came on the stage, and let's see, can we meet one of the mothers out of Camp One by saying Mother D of Israel, child of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh Bijah of City Right.
Well, bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. So we clear that the name Jesus means the child of the devil that will convert you from the righteousness. But what I want to know, is there any prophecy on this in the 17th chapter, verse 1 of Revelation? I want to read down and see if there's any prophecy on this name. I want to see if anything John wrote. Remember, John wrote in 1:17-19 and 4:1, he wrote the end time prophecy. So I want to know who's going to be pushing this name and what is this name is on the table about prophecy of it. Let's go to 17 verse 1 of Revelation, that mother dear of Israel. Let's read it 17 verse 1 and let's see who is pushing this name, Jesus, who is the child of the devil. What you call him, white man Jesus or black man Jesus? The name Jesus is child of the devil. Paul was full of spirit, he said, in verse 9. So Paul said, right there in verse 9, he looked on him, he turned his eye and looked at it. He looked at who? The son of Jesus. And what he said to him in verse 10, he said, you child of the devil, Jesus. That's what he just said. 17 verse 1, mother, be up Israel, bring it.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven spirits which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit unto the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Verse 4.
Hold that point. You said she had what she had again? She had a cup full of what again? A mother. Now, mother, you don't stumble upon something. You don't stumble upon something I don't want to deal with. Now, she had a golden cup in her hand. All you got to do is watch any of the captains and establishment. You know, when your piece of telephone, they show you when the carters walk around and quote walk around this big old golden cup in his hand, he'd be just strutting around a big old gold cup in his hand. All you do is call him to the broadcast, when they broadcast and look at it, he's gonna always come out there with a gold cup in his hand. But he said, but in that cup is something that we want to examine. What they say in that cup again, mother, in the last two lines, but something was in that cup. That's what we trying to find out. And we know it wasn't no drinking water. It was something in that cup that John is writing. It's not you watching the cup. It's what's in that cup. What's in that cup that we can read, that mother, D of Israel?
A golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication.
I need a little bit more. I need a specific word they got in there. And they got a specific word that I need to bring out, because they say in that cup it's going to have something that I just want to add, like Barry, that it just excited me, because, you know, it don't take much to get me excited. It's something in that cup. Yeah, come on. Well, take your time. I want you to bring out a certain word there, mother. And I want to have some surprise to hear this word. Come on.
Well, I was reading verse 3.
Okay, well, read verse 3 then. I'm looking for a certain thing that's in that cup. Read verse 3.
Okay, Revelation 17, verse 3. So he carried me away. He carried me away in the spirit unto the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy.
Stop right there. In that cup is full of the names of blasphemy. The name, but you know the word Catholic means universal. That means everybody can work out. That was the word Catholic means universal. I mean, they said, look here, all y'all gotta do is come up on our golden cup, and we can work it out. What name you say you call it, or we call it Allah, we'll put that in the cup. What name you say you call him, or Yahshua, we'll put that in the cup too. You call him Yahweh, oh, put that in the cup too. And we call him Jesus. We're going to put that in the cup. We call him Lord and God. Put that in the cup. It don't make us no difference. All we want you to be up on our banner. And we'll put all the names in his old cup. See? And, the Northern King used the word Guadalupe. He said, put that in the cup. All that's in the cup. Guadalupe from Mary and the child Jesus. And they give him a dark skin statue in the Catholic Church where they say, hey, y'all go in the room right here and y'all can watch Jesus over here. Here go Jesus here. Put Jesus in the cup. So it's already prophesied here, right, that the Roman Catholic Church set up by Satan the devil. If that's the university, I don't care what you want, get in the cup. Names in the cup is Jesus, Lord, Allah, Buddha, Yahweh, Yah, Elohim, God. All these names are in that cup. Okay? And there's prophecy over right there. So we're going to leave that. We're not going to make a meal out. I like to get some more. But WCC saying, see, you know, you just about getting ready to be cut off. Well, if I get cut off, Brother McKay, he was fast taking on the rest of the way. That's all I can say. So the point I'm saying that we don't know where we're going, but we're going to get there. But in that cup, that name Jesus is the name of the child of the devil. The devil passed that name down to him. And we read Paul put a spirit in verse 9. So Paul put a spirit and Paul called the name Jesus, the child of the devil. We'll leave it like it is for right now. We're going back and look at his speech there again now, Brother McKay. So we're just going to throw that little tidbit out there on you. Paul said the name Jesus means that. So we're going to repeat what Paul said. And this is the prophecy in that cup, that golden cup. So make sure you're watching a cabinet, go with your piece of bone and watch the old Pope pull out that golden cup. You got names in there. Blasphemy. Whatever you call on him, fine. Just be up in here. Don't make no difference. Back to Esther there, Brother McKay. Let's go back to Esther again. We're going to see this thing unfold itself a little bit different. And let's see, back to Esther. And so now we find out when they gathered themselves together, once they all got together, a change came. So that's giving you an idea of exactly when this thing going to bust wide open. When you get together, you know, and stop riding shotgun and solo on your own, and get in where you fit in it, and that's when Yahweh gonna say, okay, they got it. They're getting together. That means they read my book. And if they read my book by getting together, then I gotta step in there, because one thing I can't subtract is my word. Now, I'm looking for Esther again, though. I got it. Now, we're going back to the book of Esther again, now, Brother McKay. So now we find out that once they got together, and now, in verse 5 and 9, verse 5, what happened? So who was trying to, same thing the deputy tried to do, son of Jesus doing, he had something going on, and Haman had something going on. See, Haman had something going on. Matter of fact, who was Haman anyway? Hold that point. Let me see who Haman is. Let's see, my father, who Haman is. And Mother, let's see who Haman is. Who is this guy, Haman? Let's see where you, in the book of Esther, who is this guy, Haman? We get ready to read his name, but we need to have a little resume on who Haman is by going to the third chapter of Esther, Mother Eve, verse 10. Who is Haman? Who is he that we can read in Esther chapter 3, verse 10? Can you hear me out there, Mother Eve? Who is Mother Eve in 3, verse number 10? We want to know who is this guy called Haman? That's what we want to know. Esther chapter 3, verse 10. Who is this guy anyway?
The book of Esther chapter 3, verse 10. And the king took his reign from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Amadat, and the Agagite, the Yagna Judah's enemy.
Hey, that's you know what Agagite guys is? This is the sentence of Esau turning like a day at the white man and the white woman. You see that thing right here? You see how this book got so much information for you. So you see what he's saying? Haman is the son of, and he's a Agagite, and that is Yagdav's enemy. So he's the one that has something going on. But see, Yahweh always give you a shadow that anytime you got a plot against Yagdav Judah first, and you get right, then Yahweh is going to step in and intervene because he's going to recognize you understand the program. And when you understand the program, he's coming in. The longer you understand the program, he lets you go ahead and get socked in the mouth until you recognize the program. So he's been hanging around the Medo-Persians, gives the sons of Japhetic peoples, and Elam. This is what's going on, but he'll make a meal out of it. But he hadn't worked his way up to be the right-hand man where he got his words were so smooth that he gave the king gave him his reign and said, you go ahead on and take care of the business. You say, somebody over there, they don't like me? Said, yeah, I know who they is. That's that old Mordecai, man. They don't like you. But he didn't really tell him it was Mordecai. He said, some people's over here. Yes, they're not right. Matter of fact, I need to bring that out. What are you saying in verse 8? This is how they come at you. This is what he's saying in verse 8. Look what Haman says to the big sitting king in verse 8. Hey, Mother, look what the big king, Haman said to the big king that was ruling the world at that time in verse 8. What did he say?
The book of Esther, chapter 3. Verse 8, and Haman said unto the king, Ashura, there is a certain people scattered abroad among the people in all the province of the king, and their total instructions are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them.
Good man said it. He's a king. He said, he's to the right hand of the king. He's a king. It's a certain people's in your realm over here. You know, every time you put on the table, they do total opposite. You want to put in Sunday and eating hog and calling on Jesus. And they want to do Sabbath day and call on some YHWH Yahweh. Huh? These people, you know, you can't go forward as long as they're around. They ain't fit to live. See that? So the king, so he, so he, he bewitched the king. He said, well, I'll tell you what, whoever these people is going against my rule, I'm going to give you my ring. You go on and take care of this business. Yeah. So I need to take a little bit more of this. So in verse number 12, what happened in verse 12? Same book, 3:12. What happened in verse 12, my baby?
Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 12. Then were the king cries called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king and to the governors that were over every province and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Asherah was it written and sealed with the king's reign.
It's right. So now Haman, Haman is descendants of Esau. That means translated day is the white man and the white woman. So it is right now. So now they got the king's reign to take care of some business. So what's on their mind that we can read that was in this seal of the ring in verse 13? What they had going on that we can read? And I don't know why don't nobody bring this up. I mean, you know, people, they keep this day, but they never tell the story about this day. See, we are the 690 camp. We going to eat them up, drink them up, and wear white garments on that day. That's right. But we going to tell you the story of this day. See, you got to know how to help your peoples to understand what about, why is you celebrating this day before Passover? You got to know all this. And the 690 camps make sure that you know what this is talking about. This is the reason why we're going to celebrate this day, because of this next verse come up. Let's see what happened in the next verse.
13. And the letter was sent by post into all the king's province to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Yahweh's beauty, southern kings, both young and old, little children and women. And one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to that, and to take the spoil of them for a prey.
Ain't that something? You mean that Esau, translated the day, the white man and the white woman, he got high up into the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. And he got so close that he said to the king, he got where he can work with the king. The king is a people that's in your realm. They ain't fit to live because you can't go forward with them, because everything you got on the table, they want to do the Sabbath day. They want to wear fringes and we already got them, you know, the way we got them going on. But everything they stand for, you don't stand for. He said, these people ain't fit to live. And the king said, well, I'll tell you what, they're in your power. Whatever you want to do to them, do to them. See that? Do something to them. So he picked a day. He says on the 13th day, this call, I'm going to send a copy of all of the king's realm on the 13th day. So on the 13th day, the month Adar, every Yahweh Judah that's in these 120 realms, kill them. Were they old, young, women, babies? You got a decree from the king to kill them. You see that? Read in your Bible. And what happened next? In verse 14.
Verse 14. The copy of the writing for the commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people that they should be ready against that day.
You say? All people, all the big dignitaries, whoever is in leadership on that day, get your weapons, your swords ready on that 13th day of Adar. That's the day you go look for anybody that's that is Yah God Judah. Any of the Israelites in there, kill them on the 13th day of Adar. You see that, say right? It's in your book. See, you keep on hollering this book is somebody else's book. How is this book is somebody else's book? And they left all this information in there. So they just reserve the book until you wake up, see, right? But they could never understand this book. Let me tell you why they could never understand this book. This taught out of Campo. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, maybe 8, verse 69. Let me show you why they could never understand this book. I thought they could read this book. This book right here is a novel. They treat it like a novel and everything, because only you understand the Bible, you got to know how to precept the book. A princess of Leo Israel, Campo. What it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 9.
Romans 1:6-9. Among whom are ye also the called for the Son?
Well, hold that part. Hey, hold on. I make that verse 8. Make that verse 8, 69, princess. Make that 8:69.
Romans 8. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the Torah instructions of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. Verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, he is none of his.
So you see? Precept that, princess. Come on to 1 Corinthians 2. I might get a little bit more of that, that's saying a whole lot of things. And what it says in 4 down to verse 6 and 12 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, 12 down to verse 14. What's that say there, princess?
Romans 8, verse 4 to 6 and 12 to 14.
No, hold on. Make it 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and look at 4, 5, and 6. Then skip down to 12, 13, and 14. What that say in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 to 6, 12 down to verse 14.
1 Corinthians 2, 4 to 6 and 12 to 14. Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching, my teaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5, that your covenant belief faith being a polluted word, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. Verse 6, how bet we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point. I can't leave out verse 7 behind that one. You made it sound real good there, Princess. Read that verse 7, then skip down to 12 and 14.
Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which Yahweh ordained before the world unto all honor.
Mm-hmm. 12 to 14.
Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Is that? That's why you know, they all the men, they get a cop out and men say, this book is it's the white man's book. No, this book ain't no white man's book. This white man got a clue about this book. He wouldn't leave all this in there. He have a clue. He just docked up some things in your head. But you can straighten it all out with no problem. Ain't no problem. So we're going to straighten it out. So we find out right now, his book is spiritual discerning. You're not going to understand this book because it wasn't given to the world, I understand. But guess what? We are the sixth anointed camp. You understand real good. We understand one thing, that it was letters that went out from Haman, the sons of Esau, to kill everything that is got the bloodline of Yah God Judah. Kill them. It is on the 13th day of the month Adar. And guess what? We're going to find a little bit more about that in the book of Micaiah shortly. But that was the day that it was supposed to be none of you no more. Now back to Mother Eve. Now let's come back, Mother Eve. So we know what day that the letters went out to kill everything that is Yah God Judah. Now, what happened in verse number 15? 3:15. What happened, Mother?
The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 15. The postman went out, being hasted by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan, the place, and the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed.
Yeah. So the king, so Haman, you know, he'll set the trap. Oh, why, he'll put a big old hole in the expressway and put a broom over it, knowing that whoever touch it gonna fall right into it. Straws only gonna fall right into it. They said, look at it, we might as well get drunk now, gang. Everything that you want to be done has been taken care of. So we might as well go and get drunk. You see what this is? You see this? You see how he done the same thing? He gonna be with the king? He said, we might as well get drunk now, king. Everything is set. The trap goes off on Adar, the 13th day. Everything that's got God Judah, was it man, woman, child, whatever it is to be killed. Is to be killed. Now I got to take a little bit more of this. I got to read a little bit more of this, because you know what? Because see, we people, we always will we never proact to anything. We always react to what they got on tape right now. We react to it. You know why? Because we are on. I got to read a little bit more of this, Mother Lee. Now, I'm going to show you what happens. See, and this spirit we got right now. 4 verse 1.
Okay, that's the chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, when Mordecai proceeded, all that was done, Mordecai rented his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry.
When Mordecai found out about the trap, for Haman, he getting drunk as a king. And when Mordecai found out about it, he, you know, old Mordecai came out of the street, boy, and just, you know, he like somebody got you choking you, sticking you. He just cried with a bitter cry. You see what's going on here? See, that's what I'm saying. You know, listen. Do you understand this book is the greatest piece of literature that is? Do you know the children of the book? The children of the book. This was some heated stuff that was on him. They was put in a situation where the point that they found out that these letters went out and everybody was to be killed. Killed, see, right? On the 13th day of Adar. But then what happens, when Mordecai got a hold of this thing, then, Brother Micaiah, Mordecai got a hold of this thing. And he fell all out. Then he knew that his daughter, you know, his niece really, but his daughter, she was in the big house. You know, she was in the big house. So now, he said, listen, we know that you can't go before the king to a certain period of time. If you go before the king, you know, on your own, it was a rule to kill you. The order was all the wives that he had, they only could come when he tell them to come. That's the way it was set up back in the day. But we're not getting on that. But we want to find out something. See, Mordecai heard about all this stuff right here. But he knew he had his daughter, his niece, in the big house. And see, you know, a lot of times we got people that we know now in the big house too, and everything is going fine with them because they can find their $10, you see. So now in the fourth chapter, verse number 12, now Mordecai was falling all out. He was excited. But Mordecai, now, I had to pick up verse 9 there. Pick up verse 8. Brother Micaiah, you pick up verse 8. Because this is some big stuff now. This is going on the time of this feast that's coming up now. On the 13th day, this thing was on the clock when you see it, right? Now Mordecai got wind of it. And what happened? And verse number 8, Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 8, we read down, and let me give me something to bite my eyes by hearing this good reading coming in Esther chapter 4, pick up verse 8. Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 8, read down, let's see what's going on here. Come on.
Okay. The book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 8. Beginning at verse 8, read. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. Verse 9, found Esther, the words of Mordecai. Verse 10, again Esther spake unto Hatech, and he gave him commandment unto Mordecai. Verse 11. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king and to the inner court, who is not called there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days.
Hold that point. Verse 12. Hold that point. You hear that? So now, Mordecai knew he had his daughter up in the big house, and she said, hey, and he had one of his right-hand men so he could get the message to his daughter. Send this mirror. You got to go tell that king that, wait a minute, it's a cap set on the people's, you know, it's some spookery going on here. It's going to be some great killing, and this guy, O'Haman, I'm be with you, you see. And now he got the message to his daughter. He said, now go in and tell the king. She said, no, I can't go in there now. Because if you go in there because it's a decree, you know, we can't go unless he sent for us. He got order from our orders. That really what he's saying. So understand the world, understood their place, understand their place today. But she said, I can't come before him now because he ain't called for me. Because he got a law written. If I show up right now before my time, I'm going to be put to death. So take that back to my dad and tell him that. So he took that message back to Mordecai. Okay. Now he said, no, you in the big house. So now you think that you ain't going to step up for your peoples? You see what's going on now? You got a lot of brothers right now. You know, they don't step up for their peoples because they can find their $10. You see? And when you find your $10, oh, it ain't that bad. Okay. Good. Now, so Mordecai he received a message back from his right hand man that what his daughter had on faith. Now, what happened next in verse 12?
The book of Esther. Chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words. And then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you should escape in the king's house. More polluted words too. Verse 14, for if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada, polluted word Jews, from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Ain't that something? Look here, you got yourself in the big house now, but look here. Don't you know that you on the clock for this time? You was put in there, and Yahweh and already ordained to get you there for this right here to overthrow what Esau and his five sons got on the table for you. Now, you will hold your peace. You will set up to take care of this business. See, a lot of times we hold our peace because we got to find our $10. You can get a couple dollars in our pocket, and we all out here everything okay. You know, all that ain't going on, see? But one thing about it, he telling his daughter, when they get me, they're going to turn around and get you. So don't get too comfortable in the big temple of the palace because you look like them, they look like you. So now, in the storyline going on, Haman had already set up. But when Yahweh is ready to intervene, that's what I keep telling you now. When we get in order, Yahweh will intervene. But until we end order, Yahweh, he going to do a mother GF Israel. He going to do a 515 on you in Hosea. Until we get in order, Yahweh going to do a 515 a Hosea, mother. And mother GF Israel, what does it say in Hosea 515?
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
He said, I'm just going to watch you. He said, I'm just going to watch you and see what you're going to do. He said, now, in your affliction, you're going to find me. You're going to seek my face. And my face don't look like what you got on the pictures on the wall. You don't look like a Frank Sinatra. That ain't the way he looked. He don't look like Frank Sinatra. You know, pictures on the wall. He said, until you seek my face, I'm just going to watch you. And now we're going on right now. We just watching you to see how long it take you to understand that you got to get in a herd to get behind a fixing on the camps of voices of the true Israelite. We're just watching you. And that's why the Sabbath day is important. The feast day is important. Wearing them fringes is important. And all that, because all this is a sign for Yahweh to say, we're getting in order. And he said, give me some more. Give me some more. So now, this is Adar, the 13th day. This was when he was set up. So he told his daughter, you get in there with that piece of king, because you die trying to get the message for all your peoples. And then you read a little bit later on, we're not going to get off in that right now. But she said, look here, well, the king going to kill me or not? I'm going to do what my father told me to do. I'm going to this old piece of king and tell this piece of king that Esau and his five sons, they ain't right. So, see, because he was bewitched. I will eat it like it is. Come on back, Brother McCarty, read a little bit more. So now we clear about that. So now she got in there and she told the king exactly what was to happen on the 13th day of Adar. Now, so that takes us back to verse 9 again, chapter 9. So that takes us back to chapter 9 again. Now, so now we clear now. We have done the groundwork on it. So we're going to take us back now to see exactly on Adar, the 13th day, what's so important of this day. If Mordecai and Esther did not intervene, you would be here, period. Because it was a decree to remove your seed. Well, you old young. You got it? Good. Now, Brother Mackay, now we got that picture on the table. So now here we go right now. So now Mordecai, they got the message. Now Haman, let's see what happened to him now. In the 9th chapter, we're going to pick up at verse number 4. Peter verse 4 again, we'll skip now. We start skipping and start tightening this up. 9 verse 4, Esther.
Okay, the book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "But Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the province. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater." Verse 5. Thus, Yada, polluted word Judah, smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them.
Verse good. 6. Get down to verse 5. I mean 10. Get down to verse 10.
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "The 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamida, the enemy of Yada, polluted word, Judah, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hands." Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
"On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king." Verse 12. "And the king said unto Esther, the queen, Yada, Judah has slain the destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's province? Now, what is your petition? And it shall be granted you. Or what is your request, Father? And it shall be done." Verse 13. "Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to Yada, salute the word of Judah, which are in Shushan, to do tomorrow also according unto this day decree. And let Haman, 10 sons, be hanged upon the gallows. Verse 14. And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given to Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. Verse 15. For Yada, salute the word Judah, that were in Shushan, gathered themselves together on the 14th day, also the month of Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hands. Salute the word Judah, that were in the king's province, gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives. And had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. Verse 17, on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rest day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness.
Hold on, rest that, man. So now you see, that will pique my interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that same time when I, on 8/13, the killer kill you up, Yahweh doubled you up on a feast that's come up on the 13th day and the 14th day. So that feast day of 8 Purim is 2 days feast. They had one day to kill you, and Yahweh put the double on you, said, I tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to give you a double. I'm going to give you a 13th day and a 14th day.
Mm-hmm.
So next on the 13th day and the 14th day, you got 2 days of feasting, not just the 13th. You got the 13th day and the 14th day. Next month, 13 come in. But when the sun go down on the 12th, it's the 13th.
And mm-hmm.
when the sun go down on the 13th, it's the 14th. So now
mm-hmm.
you got 2 days. Today, one day to kill you all. Now you got 2 days to enjoy this feast that's coming up. And we're going to read the name of the feast day shortly. But see, we want to be clear that it's 2 days. It's just not one day. 2 days. And read it again. How many days the feast coming up? On the 12th. But when the sun go down, it's the 13th. Start when the sun sets. So when you look on your calendar and see the 12th. But when the sun sets, it's the 13th. And you come right back on the 14th, on the next day, the 13th at evening, which is the 14th, and you go back to back on that day. Let's read verse 17.
Read verse 17?
Yeah, read verse 17 and 18.
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 17. 17 reads, on the 10th day of the month, Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested day, on the same rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness.
18.
But Yada, salute the word Judah, that were at Shushan, assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th day, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested. It made it a day of feasting gladness.
19.
Therefore, Yada, salute the word Judah, of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled town, made the 14th day of the month Adar, a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another.
Hey.
Verse 20, And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all Yada, through the word Judah, that were in all the province of the king, verse 21, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same year, verse 22. As the days wherein Yada blew the word Judah, rested from their enemy, in the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Verse 23, Yada blew the word Judah, undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them. Verse 24, because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agrite, five sons of Esau and his five sons, the enemy of all Yada, polluted word Judah, had devised against Yada, polluted word Judah, to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. Verse 25. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against Yada, polluted word Judah, should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. Verse 26. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter and which had come unto them. Verse 27. And Yada, through the word Judah, ordained and took upon them and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year. Verse 28.
Hold that point. How many days is this speech supposed to be again according to verse 27?
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 27. The Yada, polluted word Judah, ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail these 2 days according to their rights and according to their appointed time every year.
Every year, 2 days. 2 days. The feast is 2 days. So every year, you do that as long as you live, you keep the feast. How many days, Brother Micaiah?
2 days. Every year.
2 days. 2 days. There it is right there. And what happened next in verse 28?
Okay, the book of Esther. Chapter 9, verse 28. Picking it back up. 28 reads, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among Yada, polluted word, Judah, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed.
Hold that point. You see that? So Yada, Judah, what in the world do they, whatever they got to do is on them. But Yada, Judah, this peace is your peace when
that's
you turn
right.
A cry into joy, because Yahweh intervened when y'all came together. And that same thing you'll do on the larger scale. When you come together, you're going to make all of the 17 nations throw a cry once you come together. So you say you're supposed to remember this peace, not the point that it's time to eat them up and drink them up. No, remember, a two-day feast, this was the time you tell your offspring, that Esau and his five sons translates the white man and white woman, they had a decree to kill us. They bewitched the king. But Mordecai and Esther hemmed the king up and said, that man is from Satan and devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because he read a letter, because he said, what happened when I was getting ready to get jumped back in the days? Who was that guy that came and warned me that somebody was giving deliver me up? He said, that was Haman. He came. Well, what y'all do for Haman behind that? Oh, well, it's in the writing. He said, you're right, King. And did y'all do anything for him? No, we do nothing for him. Well, bring him in. Let's honor him then. Then he brought Haman in. He said, Haman, tell me something. If I find a man that looked out for me, got me right, what kind of rewards you give to this man? And he all laid back with his pale red, self talking and stuff. You say, well, I think what you need to do for him, let him ride second in your chariot and let everybody bow the knee down to him. He said, yeah? Is that what you now need to do for him? Yeah. He said, okay, good. Go do that for Haman. Go do that for Haman, man. Boy, his face turned more red than red before. See that? So the same thing that he was getting ready to deliver Mordecai up, they got to him and delivered him up. And the same thing that he thought he had coming bragging about to his wife, oh, I'm going to be a great man, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, it was turned on his own head. What we're trying to tell you right now, see, right? When you come together, whatever they got on the table for your day, it's going to be turned on their head once you come together and recognize that on the 13th day, the 12th when the sun went out, on the 13th, and the 13th went out, the sun went on 14 days, 2 days, you tell your loved one, this is the day we thought we was crying, but Yahweh intervened and turned a curse into a blessing. Huh? Then Yahweh will intervene. And this is a shadow. So on this day, for 2 days, we're going to drink them up, eat them up, but we're going to let you know what this day all about, Purim. Huh? We wear white garments on the first, and we wear our royal blue on the second day. See? And we're going to eat them up and drink them up. But you understand something. This was turned a recompense on their head. Exactly what's going on today. If you want Yahweh to intervene, why don't you do right? See? Do right. Do some battle. It intervene. So now. So now, Queen Esther now got to the king and told him that this man have bewitched you. So the same thing that they built to kill Mordecai, he hung Haman and his 10 sons and anything connected to him. That's what happened. So that's why it's important to understand. On the next couple of weeks, when the sun set, on the 12th, it's the 13th, mm-hmm. 2 day feast, back mm-hmm. to back. And we mm-hmm. ran with them himself. 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
2, 1, mm-hmm. 2. Y'all got it? Good. Now, mm-hmm. so now doing the 2 day feast now, and now let's see what happened in verse 29 on this 2 day feast. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Verse 29.
The book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 29. 29 reads, then Esther, the queen, the daughter of Abihal, Mordecai, the Yada, polluted word Judah, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. Verse 30. And he sent the letters unto all Yada, salute the word Judah, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth. Verse 31, to confirm these days of Purim and their time appointed, according as Mordecai, Yada, polluted the word Judah, and Esther, the queen, had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fasting and their cry. Verse 32, and the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book.
And we read it out of the book. It was written in the book and it's confirmed in the book. Purim. No, it's not in Leviticus 23. But this is a day that a lot of things is not in Leviticus 23, but you're reading it, ain't you? 2-day feast that's coming up next two more weeks. It's a memoration of you to be destroyed and Yahweh intervene and turn a curse to a blessing. So that's the day we're going to eat them up and drink them up, but we have rehearsed the righteous act. Right here. Purim. It is written in the book. What book? The Bible. Now, so how is this the white man and white woman's book? And he left all that good stuff in there. See that? Yeah, that's it, right? It's just you've been mistaught about everything. So we come behind and break everything up. Now, there it is, right there. A two-day feast.
Mm-hmm.
2-day feast. It's a memoration of you to be destroyed. Yahweh intervened when y'all came together and turned a curse into a blessing. And y'all ate them up, drank them up, you know, good music everywhere, you know, and we had a joyful time. We do it every year. And there it is right here. So that's what came up in this lesson. So there you got there, Purim, 2 days, 13th and the 14th. But remember, when the sun set down on the 12th, it's the 13th, because Yahweh's time when the sun set into another day. Man's time is 12:01, so we'll hope we got that. So So we're going to bring in IL to get his closing statement and let you know we bring this broadcast. So he brought it on tape, and I said, well, we might take a look at this right here. And now we see it's Purim. It's written in the book. Where is written at? In the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 days,
mm-hmm.
white garments and royal blue the sack. There it is,
mm-hmm.
that day, right? On the way.
Mm-hmm.
I held her back in and get his closing statements on and tell you about this broadcast, and we'll bring our mother me in, and she's going to address this national audience shortly. Elder Tim, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And as it stands, I'm sitting there listening to a lot of the words of Yahweh, and hope everyone else is doing the same thing. Because we're really hearing some good teaching this evening. And that's what we see through a proper teaching. We get the correct information that we need from the scriptures from the Bible. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We always learn a lot when we do this. Come into Yahweh's Ministry. Learning about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books for help and foods that you should eat. And keeping the Sabbath days, as we've been discussing. Well, you found that ministry that you've been looking for in the call of Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, you will see a big line. Under this line, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred, to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. When doing this, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, as mentioned in the book of Toby, chapter 4, verse number 7 through verse number 11. Verse 7 says, give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thine eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of the Yahuwah shall not be turned away from thee. 8. If thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou hast but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. 9. For if thou layest up a good treasure for thyself against the day of necessity. 10. Because the alms do deliver from death, and suffer not to come into darkness. 11. For alms is a good gift unto all that give. It is the sight of the Most High. That's why I always say, keep in mind that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and remembering what it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't be too shy not to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, like they come to all of us throughout the year, like we've been discussing Purim. Seems like I thought I remembered being March 14th sundown to March 15th sundown. Better check that calendar again myself to make sure those days are correct. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listing members to use for those Bible questions you may have. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with the Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live crowd control number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Also, another note, which we recently started mentioning. Please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text, either before broadcast or afterwards. He is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos as we hear during most of our broadcasts. Please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and if the question is legit, you will actually receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, not to worry. You can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you do that, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And you'll find that if our broadcast on Pal Talk ends, it will continue on Pal Talk for your convenience. God be with you all. But remember, when we are given the scriptures to read by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly. And remembering that Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, as told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. So we'll pass our program back over to our seer as well. I'm going to keep my Bible open and let the teaching continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father. We look forward to hearing the comments on Pal Talk a little bit later. We'll definitely be there to take notes. That's excellent. And now we can deal with the best part of the broadcast. We bring the mothers in to give a address this national audience. So we're going to look for Mother Z and she's going to address this national audience on whatever Almighty will put on her to tell you. So we're going to run around and see if we find Mother Z. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Jewish. We're going to find her and see what she got that we need to all hear shortly. So when you meet the mothers out of Cap 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother B, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Y'all probably beat you to say it right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You sound a little low. Maybe you got to get a little closer to that microphone. Sound a little low. Get a little closer to that microphone and take the time to address this national audience and tell this national audience what the Almighty have put on you on take number 69 to tell them you on the clock. Come on.
I would just like to be for the national audience. Toby, Dr. Toby, chapter 4, I'm going to start reading at verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of all forbid, my son, and simply take a wife of their seed of their father, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of thy father's tribe, for we are the children of the promise, nor Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children and in thy seed shall inherit the land. Verse 13. Now therefore, my son, love thy brother and despise not in thy mind the people in not taking a wife of them, for in wife or Bill, but in P Hill's destruction and Mercy Mini, P and the lawful is deceitful and greater not lawful in lawfulness in the mother of the family. And I'm going to stop reading right there, but I would just like to say to the national audience, it is written that you shouldn't marry outside of your tribe. You should marry in your tribe and not go out marrying, in other tribes, because it's written in Toby, the book of Toby, that you shouldn't marry strange wives. You should marry someone from your own tribe. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. That's right. That's excellent, Mother B. That's right. See, the Bible tells you plainly that in 7:21, you can avoid punishment if you understand what Yahuwah got written in his Bible. If he tell you something not to do, this man is called again from the beginning. So this man told you what not to do. And that, you can avoid a lot of punishment if you take heed of what he's saying. So I was asking, so Mother E, we want to look at something. We might want to take a look at something behind that. Because he made it, that was a powerful statement Mother E brought to the table. So let's see if we go to Sirach chapter 34, Mother E. We're going to Sirach chapter 34, look at verse 6, 8, 13 through 17 and 24. Sirach chapter 34, verse 6, 8, 13 through 17 and verse number 24 there, Mother E. Let's see what that's saying. We're going to see if we piggyback on something that, but that's why somebody got to be able to blow the trumpet. Somebody got to blow the trumpet. Let's see what's going on, and we can read in Sirach 34, verse 6, 8, 13 through 17, and 24. Come on there, Mother, you're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 34, verses 6, 8, 13 to 17, and 24. Book of Sirach, chapter 34. Verse 6, if they be not sent from the Most High and the visitation, set not the mind upon them. Verse 8.
Hold that point. Let me get it on that, Mo. I know what he said. He said now, if you're not sent from Yahuwah. That means if you have been not anointed by the six anointed camps, if you ain't been anointed for this business, then you don't supposed to have your mouth going. That's what he said. That's what he just said right there. So you got to be anointed for this job. Otherwise, he's telling you, don't pay that no mind because they're going to take you another direction. Their spirit ain't going to be right. So there's right there. Read that verse again. That's a big verse you brought out, Mother. Read that verse again. Because we got to be recognizing things. Because we feel everybody got a word to say, but he told the seer to tell you if they have not been anointed, then you don't pay them no never mind. Read that verse again. 34, verse 6.
Book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse 6. If they be not sent from the Most High in their visitation, set not their mind upon them.
Yeah. Don't even put your mind on them. If they ain't set, and Yahuwah got a way of showing you how you set. And we're going to find out that shortly. Come on, read them out.
Verse 8. The rock turns over verse 8. The Torah instructions shall be found perfect without lies. And wisdom is perfect to the faithful mouth.
Mm-hmm. So there is a doubt. So if they not so wise to be sent, that means you are Torah keeper. See that, see right here? So if you sent from Yahuwah, then the first thing we're going to check and see is you are Torah keeper. And if you're a Torah keeper, then we keep on watching you. We start to watch you real carefully. So there is a doubt. If you're a Torah keeper, then you got to be a Torah keeper first. You got to be sent from Yahuwah. And step two, you got to be a Torah keeper, first five books. And whatever nation, verse 13, 9 to verse 17.
Surah chapter 34, verse 13. The spirit of those that fear the Yahuwah shall live, for their hope is in him that saved them. Verse 14. Whoso fears the Yahuwah shall not fear, nor be afraid. He is his hope. Verse 15. Blessed is the soul, the person of him that fears the Yahuwah, to whom doeth he look, and who is his strength. Verse 16, for the eyes of the Yahuwah are upon them that love him. He is their mighty protection, strong faith, a defense from the mind, a defense from heat, and a cover from the sun, the sun at noon, a gracious victor from Solomon, and a help from verse 17. He raises up the soul and lightens the eyes. He gives health to life and blessing. Verse 24.
So he do all this stuff. See, this if you sent from the mighty one, what Mother E is reading, this is how you will carry yourself. You'll be a Torah keeper. And Yahuwah gonna raise you up because you are a Torah keeper. I mean, you are five books. Then you are worth listening to, according to Yahuwah. He told us here, telling peoples of Israel descent. If a person is not keeping the Torah instruction, you cannot pay him no never mind. There's that there. Verse 24.
When one prays and they not curses, whose violence will the Yahuwah hear?
He said, who Yahuwah gonna hear? He gonna hear somebody that's always moaning and groaning and no. He said, who, one be cursing and one be talking the right stuff? He said, which one Yahuwah gonna hear? You already know which one Yahuwah gonna hear. Mother E, let's bag up your numbers and get a closing statement. Give me Numbers chapter 23. Give me Numbers chapter 23. And to make something clear, I understand what he's saying. And Numbers 23, verse 23. Let's talk about these people. 23. And Detroit, chapter 4, a princess heavy, verse 24, waiting on. So look what it says in verse 23 there, Mother. Numbers chapter 23, verse 23 and closing statement.
The book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there is no resentment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to his time, it shall be said of Israel and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrought?
What do you say? So can't nobody put no heebie-jeebies on you. Nobody can do nothing to you once you understand who you are. It's no enchantments, no divination. Can't nobody stick nothing in no doll and say, I'm sticking you with a doll. I got a Ouija board. Don't none of that work on you when you know who you are and you keeping the Torah, section of Yahweh. Won't nothing, no divination. Well, none of that work on Israel. Keep that in your mind. Can't nobody be with you, and can't nobody trap you up if you stay in the Torah instruction. That's what he's saying. So, I think that person cursed me. That person can't do jack to you when you keep the Torah instruction. Because Yahweh said, ain't none of that going to happen to the children of Israel. If they got me right, I got them right. Bobby, how about a close statement behind that? You want to clock them out?
Just thank the praise and Yahweh for the class. And I would just like to say to the order, they hear the lesson tonight about Esther and Mordecai and how they didn't give up. Because if they give up, we wouldn't be here today. So I just thank and praise Yahweh for Esther and Mordecai. And I just like to say to the national order, Israel, don't give up. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Excellent, Mother E. Excellent. That's a perfect example. You're back against the wall. Esther was put in the big house. Mordecai reminded her, you in the big house, to overthrow the killing of your people. Do the right thing. Regardless, whatever the king got on the table, get in there and go eyeball that king, because Yahweh is with you. And they turned the church into a blessing because they didn't give up. And that's the spirit we're trying to put in you. Ain't no divination come on you. Ain't no covert, nothing going to happen to you. If you got Yahweh right, he got you right. You tell you in 54:17, no weapons of Isaiah is formed against you going to prosper. But the key to it is, make sure you got me right. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Go on, Precious. What he got written in the 23rd chapter, verse 24? Precious. Leo or Israel, give me a statement, a closing statement, come on.
Numbers 23:24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
Thank you, Bobby. We got some young lions in our class, too, some young teachers, Brother Makai and Brother Titus. Young lions coming up. They're ready to do some damage to you now. So here we got to hold them back a little bit. They're ready to get you now. So I'm tell you something, C. Ray. We're going to get in our position, but we got to hold on and get in order. And when you're in order, the Almighty coming in. I'm telling you now. There ain't no divination against you. All you got to do is make sure you keep the Sabbath day, you keep the feast day, you do what the man got written in his book, and no weapons formed against you going to prosper. Same thing with Esther and Mordecai. So that's why next month on 13 and 14, you know, on sunset, we're going to eat them up, drink them up, wear white garments on the first, and roar your blue on the second day, and we're going to celebrate. Because we wouldn't even be here unless they were stood up. They stood up, Steve Ray. So it's not for, it's time for us instead of for our people. And like Mother Z said, cut all that cross relationship, put that stuff down, and do the Bible and see how it'll work for you. But all that normal stuff you see on that one I say, all of the big athletes, all of them, they got somebody look like somebody else. And that's why they're in trouble in the brain today. Yeah? Trouble in the brain today because it's contrary to the and Moses read it in 4 verse 12. He said, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel was blessed because they married wives of their own kinmen. They didn't look at what the world put on that one eye fading kid. They done the Bible. Guess what? If we do the Bible, Yahweh will intervene. Closing statement, Detroit, Michigan, you on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 119, verse 63, 62 and 63. Verse 33, teach me, O Yahweh, the ways of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Verse 62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts.
Okay. We'll close out. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. All right. That's Town 4, Detroit, Michigan. Closing out. That's Francis out there. Keep closing out with the green. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's what it's all about, C-Ray. All right. Mother D of Israel. Take a look at a statement over here, Mother D of Israel, over there in Romans chapter 10. Verse 1, 2, 3, and we put down 13 through 17, Mother D of Israel. So look at Romans chapter 1, 2, and 3. 10th chapter 1, 2, and 3, Mother D of Israel, and skip down to 13 through 17. Can you hear me out there, Mother D of Israel? You on the clock, come on.
Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. And 13 to 17,
what's
13
yes,
to 17?
Right.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my mind is desire and prayers to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2. For I bear them records that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they, being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a teacher? Verse 15. And how shall they teach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that teach the covenant of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the covenant. For Isaiah said, Yahweh, who has believed our reports? verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. He said, you haven't really been taught right. He said, that's your problem. You haven't been taught right. Because faith comes by hearing the word of Yahuwah. I mean, until you understand what this covenant is saying and apply it, and he said, no thing you got to have a mother, dear Israel. He said, you got to be 1 Corinthians 16:15. You got to have some 1 Corinthians 16:15 in you. What do we say, Mother D.F. Israel, that we can read in 1 Corinthians 16:15? What can we read, Mother?
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the family of Stephanie. I don't know that name. Stephanie. That it is
pronounce the first without it keeping moving.
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. I beseech you, brother, you know that the family of Stephen, that it is the first fruit of a child, and that they have abducted themselves to the ministry of the saints.
They are addicted. That's what they are. They are addicted. They mean they are addicted to doing what they do. They're like a junkie on a needle when it comes down to Yahuwah's business. They like an addict. They are addiction. They got addiction on them to do Yahuwah's business. That means when they ain't doing Yahuwah's business, they get nervous. Like a junkie can't find a fix. He said, that's how he knows over in the chaos. That's over in the chaos. He said, I noticed something about the Israelites over there and around the chaos. They look like addicts over there. They like they got a addiction on them because they love to do some Yahuwah's business. That was Paul said he observed them. And that's the spirit we got to get up. We got to have an addict addiction and some dust-edged Yahuwah. That's what they're talking about right here. Come on back again at verse 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, know that the family of S, that it is the first fruit of A, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints.
Ain't that something? They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I mean, boy, they be looking for the Sabbath day, the feast day, and wherever they can get in, they can fit in it. See, that spirit of Yahuwah talking about. I'm sure what that spirit makes you do. That spirit, this is what the spirit makes you do that we can read that, Mother. Let's run to Acts, chapter 8. Let me show what that spirit makes you do. See, when you got that spirit that they had on them in a chaos, do what that spirit will make you do in the book of Acts. It'll make you do what? Acts chapter 8. Let's see what that spirit will make you do in verse 30.
Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him.
What did he do?
And heard.
No, hold on.
He ran.
What did he do? No, Hold on, Mother. When you got that right spirit on you, what would it make you do again?
Philip ran.
It make you ran thither. That means you'll get busy. That means when you got that spirit and you want to get around your people and take care of Yahweh's business, you won't be dragging your people. Be the first one in, last one leave. That means you are you're breakout running to do Yahweh's business. Because they had an addition on them. You know what it was? To take care of Yahweh's business, they was in a hurry. And Paul picked up on that spirit. See? And that spirit we're talking about, see, right? You got to have that spirit on you. And then Yahweh will take it from there. And so that's what we're talking about. So now when we see that spirit, we'll let you know. And let's see if we can get one more out here, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 through 33. Let's see what that says in Proverbs 31 through 33. And I'm close.
Proverbs chapter what?
Chapter 3, verse 31. 33. And Brother Mackay had me Sarat in chapter 36, 1 through 20, waiting on me. Sarat, 36, 1 through 20, had that waiting on me. Brother Mackay, now, Mother, give me that Proverbs 3, 31, down to verse 33, and a closing statement come out.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. 32. For the forward is abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blessed the inhabitants of the just.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling you, don't choose none of their ways. Them ways going to tell you everything contrary to this book. You don't choose none of their ways. As a matter of fact, our mother, give me that Sirach 19, 26 through 30. That I got to get a precept out of that one. Give me Sirach chapter 19, 26 through 30. I need a precept behind that.
19.
26 through 30 in the closing statement.
Sirach, chapter 19, verse 26 to what?
The 30.
To 30?
Yes.
Okay. Sirach, chapter 19, verse 26 to 30, verse 26. There is a wicked man that hangeth down his head sadly, but inwardly he is full of deceit. 27, casting down his countenance and making as if he heard not, where he is not known. He will do thee a mischief before thou be aware. 28, and if for want of power he be hindered from sinning, yet when he findeth opportunity, he will do evil. 29. A man may be known by his look, and one that has understanding by his countenance when thou meetest him. 30. A man attire and exquisite laughter and grant shows what he is, whatever that is.
And you see that spirit yesterday, Mother Dear of Israel, always making statements but never delivering enough. Always making things and delivers nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't run his mouth and couldn't stop his mouth going. And you seen that straight up yesterday.
Yeah.
Right there. You seen that. Always got statements of what I'm going to do, and years went past and I ain't done nothing. And I ain't going to do nothing but run the mouth. So you seen that spirit yesterday. Closing statement, you on the clock, come up.
Yes, I want to try to read Tarot chapter 20, 36, 17. O Yahweh, hear the prayers of your servant according to the blessing of Aaron over your people, that all they which dwell upon the earth may know that thou art Yahweh, the eternal Yahweh. I want to go to Numbers. This is the prayer of Aaron. I want to go to Numbers 6, 22 to 27. Verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. 25, Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother V, all on one accord, one thing. All we about is our people. Hold on, people. That's all we about. It's the children of Israel. You know, the only way the children of Israel get their act together, they got to let them other nations alone. When it comes down to the word of Yahweh, let them alone. They're like Moses said, we were blessed. We understood what to do. But now we all over the place. And that's why we get jammed up all over the place. Brother Micaiah, what is Sarat? Sarat had, you know, he had a reminder. And let's see, what was he reminded in the 36th chapter 1 through 20 of Sarat? What was he reminded of, young lion, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verses 1 through 20, picking up at verse 1, it reads, have mercy upon us, O Yahweh, behold us. Verse 2, and send your fear upon all the nations that seek not after you. Verse 3, lift up your hands against the strange nations and let them see your power. Verse 4, as you were sanctified in us before them, so be you magnified among them before us. Verse 5, and let them know you as we have known you, that there is no Yahweh, but only you, O Yahweh. Verse 6, show new signs and make other strange wonders. Honor your hand in your right arm, that they may set forth your wondrous works. Verse 7, rise up indignation and pour out wrath. Take away the adversary and destroy the enemy. Verse 8, make the time short. Remember the covenant and let them declare your wonderful works. Verse 9, let him that escaped be consumed by the rays of the fire, and let them perish that oppress the people. Verse 10, smite and sunder the heads of the ruler of the heathen, the nation, the Gentiles, that say, there is none other but we. Verse 11, gather all the tribes of Israel together, all the congregation of the family Israel together, and inherit thou them as from the beginning. Verse 12, O Yahweh, have mercy upon the people that is called by the name and upon Israel, whom you has named your firstborn. Verse 13, O be merciful unto Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, your righteous city, people, the place of your rest. Verse 14, fill Yada, clue the word Judah, with thy unspeakable oracles, and your people with your honor. Give the testimony, the covenant unto those that you have possessed from the beginning, and raised up seers that have been in your name. Verse 16, reward them that wait for you, and let your seers be found faithful. Verse 17, O Yahuwah, hear the prayer of your servant according to the blessings of Aaron over your people, that all they which dwell upon the earth may know eternal Yahuwah. Verse 18, the belly devours all meat, yet is one meat better than another. Verse 19, as the plate tasted diverse kinds of visions, so doeth in mind of understanding false speeches. Verse 20, a foreign mind causes heavy, but a man of experience will recompense him.
I'm going to read verse 15 again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 15, read, give testimony, covenant, unto those that you have possessed from the beginning, and rise up seers, and raise up seers that have been in your name.
He said, a seer's got to be in his name. He said, so the seer got to be in his name. He's going to raise him up, the one that's going to give you the name. Let's go to 17th chapter, Brother Micaiah, same book of Sirach. Let's go to 17th chapter, pick verse 17 out of verse 21, 24, 26, and 29. Sirach, chapter 17, verse 17 down to verse 21, skip down to 24 to 26, and verse 29. Brother Micaiah, young lion, come on.
Okay, we're going to the book of Sirach. I read chapter 17, verse 17 down to 21, verse 24 to 26, and verse 29. Verse 17 reads, for in the divisions of the nation of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people, but Israel is Yahuwah's portion. Verse 18, whom being his firstborn, he nourished with discipline, and giving him the light of his love, doeth not forsake him. Verse 19, therefore all their works are as the sun before him, and his eyes are continually upon their way. Verse 20, none of their unrighteous deeds are hid from him, but all their sins are before Yahuwah. Verse 21, but Yahuwah being gracious and knowing his workmanship, neither left nor forsook them. Verse 24, but unto them that repent, he granted them return and comfort those that failed in patience. Verse 25, return unto Yahuwah and forsake your sin. Make your prayer before his face and offend less. Verse 26, turn again to the Most High Yahuwah and turn away from sin, for he will lead you out of darkness into the light of health and hate you abomination, behemoth. 29, how great is the loving kindness of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, in his compassion unto such as turn unto him in righteousness.
He said, see, he's saying, he said, now, listen, Israel, why don't you turn to me in righteousness? That's what he's saying. Turn to me. He said, I'm always watching you. I'm the only one I'm watching is you. I'm watching the children of Israel. Wait to see who gonna turn. Let's go to the 28th chapter, same book there, Brother Kai. I think I got to pull a precept out of that. We're going to Surah 28, and we're going to look at verse 6 through 9 and 13 through 26 in the closing statement. He's going to tell you a whole lot of stuff in here, and we'll close out with this. Surah chapter 28, 6 through 9 and 13 through 26, and we'll get the closing statement behind this. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. The book of Surah. We're in chapter 28, reading verses 6 through 9 and 13 to 26. Verse 6 reads, remember your end and let enmity cease. Remember corruption and death and abide in the Torah instructions. First five books of the Bible. Verse 7, remember the Torah instructions. First five books of the Bible. And bear no malice to your neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest, Yahweh, and wink at ignorance. Verse 8, abstain from strife, and you shall diminish your sin. For a furious man will kindle strife. Verse 9, a simple man disquieteth friends, and make it debate among them that be at peace. Verse 13, the whisper and doubtless tongue, for such have destroyed many that were at peace. Verse 14, a backbiting tongue have disquieted many and driven them from nation to nation. Strong city has it poured down and overthrown the houses of great men. Verse 15, a backbiting tongue has cast out virtuous women and deprived them their labor. Verse 16, whoso hearkened unto it shall never find rest and never dwell quietly. Verse 17, the stroke of the whip making marks in the flesh, but the stroke of the tongue breaketh the bone. Verse 18. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen by the tongue. Verse 19. Well is he that is defended from it and hath not passed through the venom thereof, who hath not drawn the yoke thereof, nor hath been bound in her band. Verse 20, for the yoke thereof is a yoke of iron, and the bands thereof are bands of brass. Verse 21, the death thereof is an evil death. The grave were better than it. Verse 22, it shall not have rule over them that fear Yahuwah, neither shall they be burnt with the flame thereof. Verse 23. Such as forsake Yahuwah shall fall into it, burning them, and not be quenched. It shall be sent upon them as a lion and devour them as a leopard. Verse 24. Look that you hedge your possession about with thorns, and bind up your silver with gold. Verse 25, and weigh your words in the balance, and make a door and a bar for your mouth. Verse 26, beware you, slide not by it, lest you fall before him that lieth in wait.
He said, fashion your noise leadership. What? The backbiter, the murmur, complainer, the one that's talk with deceit. And you see they own something, then they ain't own nothing. They always kind of put a carrot before you like somebody as a rabbit. Watch them kind of people. That's what he's saying. He said, you got to see them on the page of the book. Matter of fact, let me get a preach about that. Back up to Psalm 23. Verse 27, 28, that brother Micaiah. And what it says in Surah 23, 27 and 28.
Okay. The book of Surah. We're going to chapter 23, reading verse 27 and verse 28. 27 reads, And they that remain shall know that there is nothing better than the fear of Yahuwah, and that there is nothing sweeter than to take heed unto the Torah instruction. The verse 28. It is great honor to follow Yahuwah, and to be received of him is long life.
Thank you. And I'm telling this man, saying, give me some right left, 20 to close the statement. See, this man is talking. That's why you got to watch people who page in the book. You watch the one that's skinning and gritty. Remember, a hyena, they ain't that wolf. They grin before they bite you on your back. Remember that. They put a grin on and they'll bite you on your backside. So, right, 22 in a closing statement, Brother Makai. We'll leave it like that, young lion.
Okay, was it Sirach chapter 11, 22 and 27?
We'll take a figure of verse 20 down to verse 22, and we'll close out with this. Sirach chapter 11, verse 20 down to verse 22.
Gotcha. The book of Sirach chapter 11, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 reads, be steadfast in your covenant and be conversant therein, and wax old in your works. Verse 21, marvel not at the works of sinners, but trust in Yahuwah and abide in your labor. It is an easy thing in the sight of Yahuwah on the sudden to make a poor man rich. Verse 22, the blessing of Yahuwah is in the reward of the Yahuwah, and suddenly he maketh his blessing to flourish.
That's what he's saying. He said all you got to do is get in order. He said the situation that the sixth anointing comes in, he said it's so easy to overturn this thing. He said, why don't you do the first thing to do is recognize a backbiter, murmur, and complainer, and look at them, because they run their mouth, they call hands that ain't going to play, and they skin and grin like a hyena, knowing that you get ready to bite somebody on the leg. He said, recognize some spirits. And once you recognize some spirits and make them uncomfortable, then I'm going to intervene. Brother Makai, we'll leave it out there, young lion. You're on the clock for your closing statement. Take your time. The world is listening. Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to be able to read the word of Yahuwah. Well, thank Yahuwah for my wife and children that he has given me to teach his Torah instructions to raise up for him. Thank Yahuwah for our seal, who teaching us, he has used to teach us the word of Yahuwah. I thank Yahuwah for our elders and our mothers. I thank Yahuwah for the brothers and the sisters, B-O-T-T-Y. I thank Yahuwah for the elder teacher, Yada, Israel, and Brother Titus, Teacher Titus. I thank Yahuwah for just allowing us to learn the truth. I want to read the book of Sirach, chapter 35, pick up at verse 1. He that keepeth Torah instructions bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the Torah instructions offereth a peace offering. Verse 16, he that serveth Yahuwah shall be accepted with favor, and his prayers shall reach unto the cloud. Verse 17, the prayer of the humble come now. He will not be comforted and will not depart till the Most High Yahuwah shall behold to judge righteously and execute justice. Verse 18, for Yahuwah will not be slack, neither will the majesty be patient towards them. For he has smitten and sundered the lions of the unmerciful, and rapid vengeance to the heathen, the nation, Esau and his five sons. For he has taken away the multitude of the proud, and broken the scepter of the unrighteous. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. I hear you, Moli. I hear you, Moli of Israel. See, that's the message we're trying to put. Hold on. Yahweh got a plan, but he tells you bottom line. He's not entering in if you don't have a meek spirit and a care for your people. You got to have a meek spirit and a care for your people to help your people. Then once he said plainly in the 11th chapter, verse 20-22, it's an easy thing to turn anything that don't have into having. He said, all you got to do is get in order. What's going to stand my word? Keep the feast days. Keep them Sabbath days. Wear them fringes. Women, come out them pants. Them pants was given to you by the enemy. Put on them dresses. Put on them fringes. Men, take your proper position and lead the way. But what kind of man? A Yahwali man.
Mm-hmm.
Both have to be righteous. Yahwali will intervene. Because if we got it right, we got no choice. His word going to stand. So keep that in your mind. Let's do Yahweh and put the blessing on the six anointed camps to move forward by keeping these feast days, these Sabbath days, and treat brothers and sisters like the Bible tells us to treat each other. Love your neighbor. Your neighbor is the six anointed camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's your neighbor. Your neighbor is the one that got you you know, and nothing. Don't forget about the exercise and that we have shown to help get your bones right. Because we're going to need all to be prepared. Get on that stepper. Get that blood going up and down, up and down. Get on that back and turn that leg over and get them crunches out your back where you have no problem in your back. All right? Left. And eat green food with a lot of corn. And Yahweh coming in. Because he will recognize you by knowing that you're Israel. You're doing the way I tell you to do it, and I'm going to intervene. So, we'll leave it like that until we come back again tomorrow. But remember one thing, say right. We got to be about the covenant of Yahweh. And he ain't got no choice but to come in. If you got him right, he's going to get you right. And recognize the backbiters, the murmurs, complainers always got their mouth going and ain't going to do nothing but